With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, How Good's Footy.
Sean, shut the fuck up. That's how it is this week. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear about footy. To be honest, I was hoping that Zoom got locked down this week so I didn't have to do this fucking podcast. That's how I feel about footy this week.
Yeah. I was thinking about it before we sat down. I was like, my team didn't play, both your teams lost, and a lot of the other games sucked. This is going to be an interesting week for How Good's Footy.
Brave of you to speak, Tom, after your disgusting actions on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll fucking get to that.
You're not the only one who acted disgustingly, by the way. Oh. There was another listener, someone who really fucking cooked it. A St. Kilda man.
Oh, no, yeah, no, that's worse than anything I've ever done.
Yeah, actually, you know, absolutely. That
I've
is absolutely worse.
I've never TC'd on my own team.
Yep.
It's worse. So in the seven layers of hell, Tom, a listener of the show, Jake, I'll name names, is at the very bottom, TC'd against his beloved Saints.
Ugh.
And Tom, you're a couple of levels above that, but still very much in hell.
That's
fuck
okay.
You.
I'm happy to be in hell, pissing on Jake, who's below me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to all piss right. Hell, Jake.
We'll get to Jake's actions a little bit later in the episode, and what you've done, Tom, later in the episode also. But let's start this week's episode by talking about the first serving of toast. Friday night, Melbourne took on Brisbane, and Melbourne won.
Magic time.
Mm.
At Magic Giant time. Stadium.
Mm.
In front of, I don't even know what the crowd was. Channel 7's audio department would have you believe it was 100,000 strong at the MCG.
It's saying that they put the crowd noise in while there is a crowd there. Like, I get doing it when there's no one there, but...
Yep.
Jesus.
We didn't catch on to it immediately.
No.
But then, maybe towards the back end of the first half or early second half, we noticed that they were juicing. They were juicing the crowd.
There was a behind that got cheered.
Yeah. Someone's hand on the dial slipped and they didn't quite nail it, or they didn't fade it out properly. It just dropped out and it was like, oh, okay. This is what it's going to be.
Yeah. Crowd juicing scandal.
Disgusting.
Biggest scandal to rock the AFL in 10 years. I can't think of another.
Yeah. Brisbane lost 22 points, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Cool. Next game.
I mean, if you want.
Nah, look, Brisbane, we were up by 20 points at halftime. We had a really good first half. It was so reminiscent, I think, sorry, Tom, of the grand final last year.
You know, that's fair. I can see shades of that.
We're up by 20. We should have probably been up by maybe 5 goals. Could have even been 6 goals. We were kind of belting them in a lot of key areas. And then just sort of took the foot off the pedal. And they kind of came out pretty hard. And then the actions of an insipid little... fucking worm of a captain, Dane Zorko, punch somebody. It was like, to be honest, it was probably Zorko's hardest punch that he could throw. So it was like, you know, wind passing fucking McDonald's face. Even so that he just like helped Zorko onto his feet and laughed at him, basically.
It was like nothing. I did like that aspect of it. McDonald laughing at him being like, mate, you're about to have a couple of weeks off, champ.
Well, I think you could probably look at it and go, insufficient force, surely. Like, there's nothing in that. However, deserves a week for stupidity. Should have given him more. I'd have probably given him the rest of the season. Just to sort his head out. And yeah, actually, he should be like, Dane, you can play next week, but you have to forfeit the captaincy.
Oh.
Yeah. Very disappointing. He did kick an awesome goal about 2 minutes after that.
Yeah.
He really owed the team one. But yeah, no, that kind of changed the momentum. They just gave away a couple of silly goals that let Melbourne back into it and got them sort of cooking. And then, I don't know, I thought Brisbane would lift in the last quarter, but they kind of didn't. Don't know. Yeah,
they almost didn't really show up in the last quarter.
Yeah, in the second half, they kind of just didn't really fire much of a shot, which you could say the same for Melbourne in the first half. It was a game of halves, really. So it's one of those ones where, like, as a Melbourne fan, get excited because you've only lost one game for the year. But I don't know, like, you got comprehensively beaten in the first half, so it's not like Brisbane don't come out of that game without any sense of hope. Like, we look at that and go, hey, when it works, we're fucking red hot. When it doesn't, we get shown up. Hipwood was awesome early. He could have had like 3 or 4 goals at quarter time. He was killing Stephen May. So there's little positives in it. Oscar McInerney looked cooked by the end. He needs the bye. A few of them need the bye. Lachie Neal shouldn't have played, I don't think. He was pretty rusty. And pretty fired up too.
Lachie Neal almost falls into the same category as fucking old mate from West Coast against Essendon.
Oh, Elliot Yeo.
Elliot Yeo.
Yeah, like why bring him back? Like, this is another thing. I get that Lachie Neal's obviously the reigning Brownlow medalist, but the guy's missed like 8 or 9 weeks.
Yeah.
Just come back through the VFL. Like, is it the end of the world? Is it too demeaning to a star player? I don't know. Just try and get through a full game because he looked really rusty. And Lester was the same. Play him in the fucking VFL because he just pinged his hamstring again.
Yeah, that was the weird one. I get with a Neal and like, so it's the same with like Dangerfield's expected to come back this week, or like if Patrick Cripps was down, those kind of players, they come back in because of who they are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lester is a senior player with a soft tissue injury. I would have not brought him back. Like, I get why, you know, structurally they want to keep him in, but I just think, and I know you're not a fan of him, but it just seems like a weird choice when he's an old bloke.
Weird
with hammies.
He picked up. Tom, where did you get that information from?
I've seen that that fan club that Sean started called Fuck You Ryan Lester, my name's Sean Carney.
No, you remember when it was, I think it was his 150th, and you said, Sean, just give him a chance. And I said, you know what? I've turned the corner. I'm going to get behind him. And then he did his hamstring. And this is his first game back, and he did his hamstring again. Disappointing. Bad week to bring him back because he's just slow. Like, it was a really slow. That's what I saw in the second half. Melbourne just opened Brisbane up and moved the ball so quickly. The back line didn't have a chance. They're too slow. Noah Answorth should be back soon. So after the bye, it should be good because I think we're going to get back. Like, Lachie Neal will obviously be better for it. He'll have a bit of a break. And we should get back Berry, Answorth, Jack Payne. So there's a few.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Next time, I look forward to hopefully playing Melbourne again in the finals because they gave us a fair whack in the second half, but I don't really fear Melbourne. Like, I think Brisbane have the tools to beat them.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I think the thing about Melbourne is, the positive for them is that, you know, they were shit and then came good. They need to be wary of that, I guess, going forward.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jesus, when the ball's fast in that forward half and they are goal side, they are fucking scary to watch with guys like Pickett and Petrarca and even the five-head himself, Bailey Fritch, running around. Someone on Twitter was saying he looks like he has a real estate portfolio.
Yeah, but Fritch wasn't that good. Pickett was good, and I think that you combat that with Answorth. Like, Answorth just has to play, otherwise you get situations where Pickett, like, because it's
or
like
Brad Birchall.
Starcevic has to play on Fritch, right? So then, yeah, like, at certain points, Pickett's got Birchall or Lester or fucking, you know, it's too slow. They need to tighten that up. And I think in the same way that Melbourne got a bit of a reality check against Adelaide, Brisbane, after winning 7 in a row, kind of needed this kick up the arse. And hopefully they just tweak a few things. I haven't lost any hope. I still think Brisbane's a huge chance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sick. Well, rather than looking at the next couple of close but relatively dog shit games, let's come back to those. And we might as well just carry on through to Saturday night, where Essendon took on Richmond at Optus Stadium, hellhole itself, and got rolled by 39 points.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, bad. Really bad.
I changed my tip late. I went with the boys. And then I didn't message you, Joel, because I didn't want to dishearten you 5 minutes into the contest. But I messaged Tom and said, hey, Tom, things I've just learned. 40 seconds before the game starts, you can't change your tip. because I tried to change back to Richmond. And then they kicked two goals, and I think I messaged Tom and said, Tom, I think this game's already over. But then things happened. Magic happened.
Well, the reason that this game was so disheartening is because we were 20 points down pretty much from the start of the game till three-quarter time. But 20 points isn't enough for me to be like, we're out of this, obviously. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's some teams where if you put them 20 points down, like a Carlton, for instance, you're probably not going to back them to come back from that.
That's the magic number for Carlton, but we'll get to that.
That's true. Maybe not
In the last quarter, though. No, I believe, because I watched the Carlton game, and they were down by about five, and I thought, there's 5 minutes left. If this is Essendon, I still believe magic can happen, whereas Carlton, I'll just fall asleep.
If Essendon are down by 5 points and there's 5 minutes left in the last quarter, Essendon could win by 3 goals or lose by 10.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, basically what happened was in the back half of the third quarter and the start of the fourth, Essendon fucking fired it up big time and came back from 30 points down to get 2 points in front. And this, Sean and listeners, is where the Tom Reed effect comes into play. So, cast your mind back to last week. I know it's a really long time. Tom obviously had totally forgotten where this exact thing happened to Richmond. They were up quite comfortably.
I didn't care about that game.
Yeah, but you're in this fucking podcast, Tom. You know what happened.
Yeah, I guess.
Don't interrupt again, Tom. You're on trial here.
Every fucking
where
week.
Where Adelaide...
I'm on trial.
Shut up, Tom! Where Adelaide came back against Richmond, kicked like six in a row or something, and then Richmond just flexed their muscles and blew them away. Essendon hits the lead, 2 points up. Richmond then kick a goal. So Richmond are now 4 points up. Tom sends a disgusting message, which, look, maybe if you're a Geelong supporter and you get this message, you're like, oh yeah, of course, I'm still very confident. I break for Essendon, Tom, and you were watching an Essendon game. This is a fucked thing to send me. You send me a message that says, I can't believe I have to fucking find this filth again. Where is it? I know I've got it. Here it is. When Richmond have hit the front again with 15 minutes left in the game.
Stacks of time left.
Tom messaged me, you've got them.
Oh.
I replied with, Tom, respectfully, shut the fuck up. And then Richmond kicked another goal. And then Sean said, that goal was for you, Tom, you stupid fucking cunt. And he's right. It was for you, Tom, because you are a stupid fucking cunt for sending that. Then Richmond kicked another goal. So then all of a sudden, they're like 2.5 goals up. And then I'd stayed pretty calm, but at this point I sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 messages in a row. That goal was 100% for you, Tom. Do you not remember last week? I'm going to kill you. Richmond did exactly the same thing against Adelaide. Fucking cunts. I keep opening and closing KO. I can't handle it. It only stays closed for about 3 to 4 seconds though. Tom, I am going to fucking murder you. And in that period of time, I think at the end, Richmond, yeah. Look, the game ends with Richmond kicking 7 goals in a row and beating Essendon by 39 points. We totally ran out of gas, which is fair. We are a young club, and Richmond are disgustingly one of the best teams in the AFL and have been for the last 5 years or so.
Yeah. I just want to circle back to you've got them gate with Thomas Reid.
You've got them. Nah, Sean, don't be one of those fuckheads who puts gate on the end of things.
You're the fuckhead in this situation, Tom. Okay.
I can't believe I'm getting pilloried here for just trying to support my friends and their football teams.
But Tom, as like it would have been last week, every week really, we've talked about you can't make those comments, particularly about Essendon or even Brisbane. Joel and I don't have that built-in arrogance that you have.
No.
Remember when I said to Joel when he was, I think it was when you were playing North Melbourne, I said, Joel, yeah, I'll let you know when it's over. And it was when there was about 3 minutes left and they're up by 8 goals.
Yeah.
That's when you can say, you've got them.
Yeah.
Not when they're down by under a goal with 13 minutes of game time left.
I thought heaps of time left and the goal that Richmond
That's
had
the
kicked
worst
was
thing
like,
that could happen.
But the goal that Richmond had kicked was like arsey, like they hadn't, it was kind of fluky.
That's every goal they kick.
Free kicks. And I thought, you've got them. You're playing better than them. You just...
It's a real letdown.
Yeah. Disgusting. Disgusting, arrogant behavior. Yeah.
For the longest part of the weekend, it was the very worst thing associated with this show.
It was.
But then
Well, which doesn't make actually, sense because this other thing happened before my thing.
Did it?
So it would have been the worst event for the weekend.
Oh, did it really?
Had this other thing not have happened as well.
Oh, fuck.
I think what happened is the other thing that happened, which we'll get to when we talk about the rest of the other games, had rolled into the Essendon Richmond game. So I was I forgot about it for a while.
Yep.
But yeah, no, look, Essendon. No, there was a few highlights. Darcy Parrish broke the possession count record for the Essendon Football Club. He had 44 touches.
He also had 160 fantasy points. Thank you very much, Darcy Parrish.
Well, it's getting to the point now where Darcy Parrish's season has been so good that bar an injury, and if Essendon stay competitive, he's going to be like top five in the Brownlow.
I mean, there's a huge chance. He's either that or he's going to, I guess, go All-Australian midfielder, surely. Like, the only issue with Parrish, I guess, is Essendon have lost games, and Merritt will probably take votes off him as well.
Yeah, Merritt will. Yeah. Who else in that team is going to take votes? Oh, McGrath, but not anymore. Sadly.
Yeah, not anymore. Because McGrath, that's one of the other bombers that came out of this. But another positive is Nick Cox played his best statistical game.
Did he get the Rising Star?
He's done.
He did.
Yeah, had to.
Yes, good.
There's an ad playing and I can't make it stop.
Yeah. Just turn your phone off. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, so that's two big things. And Nick Cox is so fucking good. Yeah, that run of like top 10 picks we've got are all really firing.
Yeah.
I saw a fuckhead Facebook page today that clearly just hates Essendon said, is Archie Perkins the worst top 10 pick in the last decade? And I was
the
like,
fuck?
That's, yeah, just ridiculous.
Can we, this is actually a nice segue into potentially the next game we talk about. But the way the AFL media and people treat 18 and 19 year old kids is insane. And I don't know why it continues when one of the highest profile people of that category in Tom Boyd retired at 22, 23 because of all of this shit. And where Jack Watts has spoken publicly about all the issues he had got, like there have been so many high-profile stories and players talking about, and there's been this massive thing in the last few years talking about, like, the mental health and well-being of players.
Yeah.
Why there is still this massive thing on, like, you're the number one pick, or if you're in a top 20 pick, you have to come in and you have to be Matt Rowell, or you have to be Sam Walsh. And not all of them
Even Matt Rowell hasn't fired. Like, I mean, Matt Rowell is very much in a, like, scary spot at the moment.
Well, his body's just fucked him over from being the jet we all know he is.
Hmm.
But it's like, the big thing is like for weeks now, every week there was articles like, and the worst culprit and the man who was an asshole about Tom Boyd in Damien Parasite Barrett is also leading the chorus with this, especially lately with going after like every week demanding why Bevo isn't playing Jamara. And Bevo's like, because he's 18 and we want to wrap him in cotton, like, because they're not playing him yet, why would you, like, just they're kids at the end of the day. They're 18 and 19 year old kids. If they're getting games, fantastic. If they're playing well, fantastic. But you can't expect them to come out and be Sam Walsh or Nick Riewoldt or the ones out of the box sometimes. Like, Archie Perkins has played some decent games and he's also run out of gas at times and you go, yeah, he's a young kid. Like, just fucking calm the fuck down. And this connects to the treatment that I think Max King has had over the last 3 or 4 weeks has been fucking disgusting. And hearing for the commentary for his game, Lyon and I want to say
Brown,
might have been Brownie.
Yeah,
it was Brownie.
They spent the whole... There's 44 players on that field. They spent so much of it just bagging him out. And I understand he's got a bit of the yips. Do you know what probably doesn't help him is all of that fucking nonsense. I don't understand how we can, on one hand, be like, we care about the mental health and well-being of our players, and in the other hand, behave like fuckheads.
He's got a back injury too, King.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry.
I don't think the St Kilda Football Club is doing him any favours, though, with, like, that Matthew Lloyd thing going public.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no, not true. Really anything, but it's just, like, surely at this point, you're just kind of trying to give him as much help as you can.
The Saints are a shit show at the moment.
Yeah. And, hey, Their supporters are also a shit show at the moment, Sean. Or at least one in particular.
Yeah.
So, Jake, who is a very avid St. Kilda supporter, loves them to death. Or so he claims. This week rolled in and was like, I've TC'd, I want the point. And I said, Jake, this is disgusting. I hope the 30 pieces of silver, aka the one tipping point, are worth it to you, Jake, aka Judas. And I was like, you're going to get to a point where St. Kilda are just like going to take a shot after the siren to win the game, and they're going to feel the lack of belief in the air and just spray it. And boys,
that's what happened.
That exact thing almost happened.
Yeah.
And Jake, it's your fault.
It's your fault, Jake. Because I'm not blaming the players. It's Jake's fault.
Yeah.
Joel, there's an email in the inbox that maybe wants to be read now.
I'll get it up. And this is from Jake. So Sydney won, and I made sure to just check in with Jake afterwards and was like, enjoy your tip, mate. And I hope he did. But he sent us an email. Subject, I need to atone for my sins. Yeah, just fucking hell. Big
should
time
be emailing day. Us. I'm pretty sure our email handle isn't at stkildafc.com.au.
Or at the church. Send it to Gary Ablett Jr.
I'm pretty sure our names aren't Max King or Jack Higgins, Jake.
Jake starts his email. Boys, I fucked up. In a moment of weakness, I TC'd against my Saints and tipped the Swans. Poor perform... Oh, Jake, don't... Okay, he immediately goes into describing why he thinks why this is a good idea. No, Jake, own it.
Needs to atone, but here's my reasons.
Can I just say, this is feeling very much like a footballer saying, I'm sorry if I offended you. So, you know what? Don't read the rest of the email out. I don't want to hear from Jake. And is that a think?
Tom, I think I want to hear it.
Okay, all right. Yep. All right.
This is disgusting. Poor performance over the last few weeks had me rattled. When I put my tips in on Monday, it felt wrong. I'm not even close to the top spot. Now is not the time to be tipping safely.
He put him in on Monday.
I was only one game ahead of Tom.
See, he's had a whole week to... I thought it was a snap decision, but no. He's done it early. Premeditated it early. TC.
And again, he's just pointed out, he's near me. We're not fucking challenging anybody.
Oh, that's really disgusting.
If you're damn with me, you can always tip with your heart.
That's damn straight you can. Joel, continue.
I should be tipping upsets. Now is the time to be tipping with my heart, not my head. Now, Jake, again, this sounds like you're backing your decision. You think that it was a sensible tip to make. Jake, in no world. You got the tip right, but it's still the fucked choice.
At what cost, Jake? At what cost? I tell you what, I've got a new goal now, boys. I don't know where Jake sits on the tipping ladder. I don't know where I sit on the tipping ladder. I'm not going to win. We know this. I'm going to beat Jake. I'm going to show him that believing in your team is better.
Jake continues. In the lead up to the game on Saturday, I thought multiple times about switching back to my boys, but I didn't. I justified it to myself that based on past performances, my boys would let me down again. Jake, this is very much an eye for an eye situation and you make me sick.
Tom, he's one ahead of you at the moment.
Oh, I wonder which one that is.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm coming for you, mate.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to win any footy tipping competition, but I'm going to beat you, and that's sad for you.
But my boys didn't let me down. They put up a fight. We could have won at a couple of points in the last quarter, but my disbelief let us down. Joel, in the Discord, you asked me if the 1 point was worth it. Driving home from work, I felt sick. This was my fault.
Yep.
And now I need to atone for my sins. For my crime of TCing for a tip, I've changed all of my tips the rest of the round to the underdog. Tom, I need you to use your admin privileges and remove this point and any others I get this round. I deserve no points. I pledge from now on to never tip against the boys. Yours in shame, a TC.
No.
So that's Luke wants me to remove this point. Now, here's the thing. If I do that, you don't learn your lesson, Luke. You don't look at that point every day and know that that point is a point of betrayal. So I'm not using my admin privileges to remove that point because that needs to serve as a reminder
good
of your shitty behavior and I hope you improve here on out.
You don't commit a massacre and then erase it from history and feel like everything's okay. Disgusting.
It's real bad. I hate it.
Jake, Judas didn't give the 30 pieces of silver back.
Damn straight.
Jake, your punishment is to wear that 1 point and just know that forever you will now be a TC. And you had an entire week to take this back.
That's despicable.
Can I bring up something interesting just from this game as well? So we've talked about Max King and Jake. Jack Higgins copped a lot of heat from commentators and people. And the AFL media used the headline Missy Higgins because he kicked 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yep. Interesting to note that he kicked 1-6 and everyone's like, that's the worst thing ever. I hope he never played. Like, just are going to town on a kid who's, I think, 21. And if we just to remind everybody, 18 months ago, he had brain surgery because he effectively had an aneurysm, right? And a blood clot on his brain and had required brain surgery. So just bear that in mind. He's a young kid with brain surgery. So they're doing this to him. Aaron Norton on Sunday afternoon kicked 1 goal 5. Oh, not
Tex
a great.
Kicked 2 goals 6.
Right? Aaron Norton made the AFL McDonald's Channel 7 Team of the Week because he kicked 1-5. Higgins had more possessions, more marks, and more fantasy points and kicked one extra behind.
Tom, Norton's team won the game and they're second on the ladder. St Kilda under pressure, their season's on the line. He kicked 1 goal 6, they lost the game.
Yeah, but Aaron Norton's 1-5.
He got maximum coaches' votes. He's probably the best player on the ground, nearly. He probably didn't make the team of the week because who took his spot? Zach Bailey, who kicked 4 goals straight. So it's just little things like that. The really bad thing is the Missy Higgins headline from AFL media, which is just the AFL. It's AFL House. So that's pretty shitty. Other than that, you're still allowed to comment on a player. I would comment like that every week if a player's inaccuracy costs you the game. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's just the handling of it.
Correct.
Pile on.
Yeah. There's a way to go about it, and I think people forget that these are people.
Yeah, sometimes. Definitely.
And we're guilty of that. Like,
it's because the media is so negatively strung, though, isn't it? Well, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about all the good things in Sydney winning, all they can talk about is the guy who missed all the goals.
And we're doing the same thing.
Well, we do, yeah. But I mean, because that's just, I don't know. But that's a society thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah. You get sucked into it.
Yeah.
We should be talking about the fact that Buddy's, I think what now?
He's 2 goals closer.
2 goals closer to being 1,000 goals by
the end of the year. To greatness. Immortality.
I still stand by the fact very firmly that it's not happening this year, but that's okay.
Can we try and get to that game?
Yeah.
Because I'd love to run on the field.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing How Good's Footy t-shirts. I think we should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can get to the game where he looks like... The only thing that'll fuck us is if he's like 10 away and we're like, oh, so in a couple of weeks we'll go to that game and he kicks 14.
Yeah. It could happen.
We're going to have to start going to every Sydney game when he's within 20 goals.
Yeah.
Before you know it, we've all got memberships.
I will say this.
You're halfway there, Joel.
You got the beanie.
I'll get the beanie.
Yeah.
I've got a beanie too from a friend of the show, Gemma.
Did you keep that beanie?
She gave it to... I tried to give it back to her 3 times. And she said, no, it's for you. So
I've got the Where's Wally beanie, which is basically Sydney.
It's true.
We're in business.
We're ready to go. I just want to mention, there was a thing I was reading today about what buddy would you prefer, the Hawks buddy or the Swans buddy?
Yeah.
And they said, taking the premierships and stuff out of it, just statistically, he is going at basically the same rate now than he was then.
Yeah, I saw that. It's huge, isn't it?
Wild freaking, like, people say that he's a bit up and down and is he gone past it, but when you look at the numbers, he's consistent.
Yeah,
he misses more games now though, right?
Yes, he'd be missing more games.
Yeah,
for sure.
So you'd still take the Hawthorn one because he's younger and fitter and
of course
less likely
like
to get
yeah absolutely yeah,
so it's a stupid article, Tom.
That wasn't the point I was making.
And the premierships, I mean. compare them and then take away the very pinnacle stat that there is.
Yeah.
But other than that, very consistent. Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
It makes sense as an article. Anyway, next game. Another game where a key forward really struggled in front of goal and the team lost.
Can I just say to Adelaide, how dare you? How dare you make Collingwood good? How dare you give them the opportunity to feel good about themselves? Jamie Elliott kicked the same number of goals that the entire Collingwood Football Club kicked last week, so that was fun to watch.
It's disappointing on every level, really.
I just, yeah, look.
I don't think any more needs to be said on this.
No.
Adelaide have now faded into bottom four, which is disappointing considering how they started the year.
It's funny how a certain host of the show said the wheels are starting to fall off and nothing has gone right since.
Yeah. The Joel Dusha curse.
They also got fined heaps for breaching COVID protocols.
Yes, $50,000. Yeah. And it's out of their soft cap.
Ooh. Put your masks on, boys.
That's someone's job. Yeah. Right there.
I hope it's Texas.
Well, no, it'll be, you know, someone in the one or two people in, you know.
Nah, if Texas is a good bloke, it'll be his.
Damn it.
Well, I also did say that St. Kilda were not going to win another game for the year, and they've won a couple since then.
Against who, though?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're on the same amount of points as Essendon. That's...
Look at the percentage, though, Joel. Don't forget that.
Yeah, a Grand Canyon between us.
Your percentage is off its fucking dick. Like,
is it still above 100?
Yeah. 102. Good.
Oh, magic.
Boys, I'd like to make a bold assessment. Out of the next two games, there is only one thing of interest to talk about. And it didn't happen in Sydney. It happened in Perth. And it did not involve any score. It involved a certain stadium waking up and realizing it has been starved. And it was hungry for blood. And it didn't care the color of the blood, whether it was purple or red, white, and blue. It just came out, teeth gnashing, ready to fucking go. Hellhole's back, boys.
This was one of the most fucked things that has happened in footy in a while. I mean, after eating a PCL on Saturday night, it was hungry.
It got a PCL and two hammies on Saturday night.
You stayed there too long.
Oh, yeah, fuck, it did too. And then... Oh, yeah, because, fuck, they lost...
Prestia.
Was it Prestia?
Yeah.
And Zaharakis also did his hamstring, didn't he?
Yeah.
Classic. Anyway... So, before, just really quickly, if you're a Carlton supporter, I'm so sorry. Your team is shit. If you're West Coast, well done.
You West Coast Carlton. Were missing so many players.
This is big
like six key players. I tipped Carlton because I looked at their list and I was like, they should get it done. Yeah, West Coast is so on demand.
Yeah. But Carlton are a disgrace.
Yes. Correct.
They lose by about this margin, about 4.5 goals all the time.
Yeah, I saw the list of games. Yeah.
In this exact fashion. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Nothing. In 3 years, same shit.
No heart. That's what happens when you pay all your money to a fucking businessman. It just doesn't want a man up. Their team defense just sucks. It's just so shit.
Yeah.
It's like watching Melbourne last year. Me.
That's the one thing that does give me like more hope with Essendon is like looking how much better we play as a team. And just like we're inexperienced and stuff, but we're exciting and like there's no clear massive problems anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe Stringer's a team player now, and that seemed like an impossible feat at one point.
Hooker and Stringer are in the same forward line and aren't fucking the entire team dynamic up by doing that. It's crazy. Although they love to yell at each other when one of them takes a shot from 55 on an angle when the other one is free 20 metres out directly in front.
There's a bit of that still at Essendon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're never going to get that out of either of them.
Yeah, it's less at Essendon, more in those two boys.
Yes. Truck's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Teague's in trouble, I reckon.
Big time.
Yeah, Clarko's going to not have a contract at the end of the year, so he could go to Carlton and turn that club around.
Oh, anyone could, to be honest.
The spine's there. The players are there. They're just...
Yeah. Selfish. Know. Selfish club.
Imagine this, like, Carlton roll into this trade period, and they're like, we've got a businessman, and he's hot, and he needs to get out of here.
Well, I mean, Collingwood's salary cap was fucked. Carlton's can't be that far away.
Nah.
Especially, they have to re-sign Cripps and Mackay.
Yep.
Jesus.
And then a few years later, they'll have to sign Walsh.
They're fucked, mate. And also, you got Doherty. I don't think Doherty's a very good defender either, to be honest. Doesn't really play defensively.
They've got three running halfbacks who don't man up.
Yep.
It's Jones leaky. And Wietering must just want to punch everyone every week. Yep.
Leaky is a all good right. description. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Carlton lost by 22 points. Well done, West Coast. You showed that you probably can still make top 8.
Yeah.
And you won a game that wasn't in Perth, so well done.
Yeah. West Coast should be fine. They'll slowly get people back. I'll be honest, I don't think the top eight's going to change.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Sorry,
next, Joel.
That's okay. Tell you what, look out top four next year.
Top two.
Top two. Essendon, Brisbane.
Sorry, Tom. Wooden spoon for you.
Fuck. How did that happen?
First one ever?
Would be our first one ever. We've never done that.
There's no need to brag, mate. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, last game of the round. Relatively uneventful game. It started absolutely pissing down. It was filthy, and the Western Bulldogs' white jerseys were fucking diarrhea brown by the end of the game. Covered in shit.
Are you sure they weren't covered in blood from Hellhole Stadium just munching on every single player on Freo's list?
Yeah,
there
was
one point. In the
space
of 30 fucking seconds?
Is that how quick it was?
No, it was literally a 90-second play. Jeez. In one play, in 90 seconds, Freo got 3 injuries.
Fuck.
And they'd already lost one earlier in the game.
Yeah.
So did they have anyone on the... So one on the bench, was it?
One on the bench. Yeah. For the last, I think. And it happened like midway through the last, so... There was a fair bit of time left.
Yeah. And in that exact play, at the same time, Liberatore also went off with a blood blood rule.
Did he come back on?
Yeah. Yes.
Can't kill Libba.
Yeah. Only Melbourne can do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Freo tried Melbourne's tactic of manning up Libba to stop the Dogs, and it worked. But then they decided to man up the Bont instead, and... Libba then kicked 2 goals in the third quarter and played a role that he doesn't usually play, but just got it done.
Libba's like an AI that learns, so that'll never happen to him again.
There was, I can't remember who he was playing against, but one of the Western Bulldogs players uploaded an Instagram story that was them playing chess against Libba before the game.
Oh. Fucking hell.
He's a man of many talents.
Yep. Fucking hell.
But yeah, so at one point the bench was, so Freo's bench was Cox injured, Darcy injured, Fife injured, Logue injured, Walters was just off. And at the same time, Western Bulldogs had Liberatore, blood rule, and Steph Martin injured.
Oh, Steph's injured.
Yeah.
Mm.
Poor big boy.
Yeah, look, Freo need to do Mundy, I assume, because he's the hero. He needs to go down to Optus and just try to do something to Hellhole because it clearly lusts for purple blood.
Tom, you know that scene in the wonderful show Ted Lasso?
Yes.
Where there's a curse at the club, so they all light a fire and a drum, and they all bring like an item that is precious to them and make like a sacrifice. Freo need to do like some sort of ceremony like that, but they need to sacrifice something to Hellhole Stadium.
I don't know about that, though. Like, the difference there, though, is in that example from the brilliant show Ted Lasso, new season comes out soon.
Yeah.
the issue there is that the spirit is kind of, we don't know if it's real or not. Hellhole is a real monster.
Yeah. It's fucking frightening. And, like, Tom, we know frightening because we do the Scaredy Boys podcast, new episodes every Friday.
Yeah.
We should do an episode on Hellhole Stadium.
Yeah. Fuck. Special guest, Joel Dusha.
The scariest place of all, we go down to Optus Stadium. All right, boys, protect your knees and your soft tissue. It's going to be in for a fucking bumpy ride. They should do a seance. Surely there's a ghost down there that's just full of bloodlust.
We should email the club and say that we, football professors / exorcists, will come to the ground and fix it up for them.
You can get an exorcism degree online, Joel. We've looked.
Yeah, we have looked.
Tom, time to take a look at next week.
Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Thursday night. The battle of the Reed brothers.
It's big. It's going to be big. This game was also nearly in Geelong.
Port Adelaide versus Geelong at Adelaide Oval. Jesus fucking Christ. Now, Tom.
Yep.
I was speaking to one Jacob Reed over the weekend.
Ooh.
And he let me in on some fucking scary information for you. So, he hit me up with this. Joel, this coming Thursday, will most likely be my son's first full day on Earth.
Oh.
Coinciding with Geelong v Port. So, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. And then I said, Jacob, this is enormous. I cannot wait to meet baby Tom Reed is a cunt Reed. But Tom, how are you meant to go up against that energy?
Well, I don't know if he's got his dates right, because I'm led to believe that the baby might be here before then.
Mm, he did say full day, so potentially...
No, yeah, but I think there might be a full day before. Look,
time will tell. But Tom, I mean, is it outside the realms of possibility that this child barracks for Geelong?
Well, here's the thing. The child's going to spend time with its grandparents, who are both Geelong supporters, and its uncle, who is a Geelong supporter.
Yeah.
Fucked Uncle Tom.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So... I'll be trying my best.
I just feel like
it would be very funny if genetically, based on its father, the baby decided, fuck both teams, I'm going to go for Frio.
Brisbane. Tom, I just feel like Port Adelaide took one away from the family. Now it's time to get one back.
Oh, that's big.
Oh, Tom, you should have a bet with your brother. And just be like, whoever wins, that's who the baby goes for. Make it juicy, mate.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
My experience is, though, you tell the child to barrack for a team, they'll wander. And then sometimes that person grows up to an 18-year-old who has to wait for their dad's ACL to heal from a skateboarding accident so they can wrestle them in the backyard so they can barrack for their own team.
Oh, there's great. That. There is that. Look, I'd love to try that bet.
Tom, just try it. Give it a go.
I do not think the mother will be on board with that bet at all.
She doesn't have to know until it's too late. Put that bet out there, and if Jacob doesn't take it, he's a coward.
I should do it in the family Jacob group chat.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Strength in numbers.
Nowhere to hide.
So, this is huge because not only is it the battle of the Reed brothers, now it's going to be the battle of the Reed fathers. Two dads facing it off.
Yeah, wow, fuck.
Yeah, just for everyone listening, I don't have a kid. It's my dad.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah. I'm talking about T-Man.
Yeah, I'm talking about T-Man. Soft hands Terrence.
Softest hands in the business. Now, this should be a
T-Man
huge one.
T-Man versus the Snake Man. Fucking hell.
Oh, jeez. It's big. It's big.
I'll be tipping Port Adelaide because it's in Adelaide.
Same.
I'm going Geelong, obviously. Our
you don't want to Jake
potentially...
this.
Could be huge. Danger, Guthrie, Duncan, Blitzarves, O'Connor all back this week.
Yeah, Tom, is one of your inns GMHBA Stadium?
No.
Oh, then it's
okay,
lost.
I'm tipping Adelaide. Yeah. Tipping Port Adelaide, yeah.
Do you want to know a fun fact about us playing Adelaide, Port Adelaide at Adelaide Oval?
No.
Not really. I'd like to tip the next game instead.
They've only beaten us twice.
Okay, fair enough.
And how many have you beaten them?
I think 5 or 6.
Well, you think so? I'm going to take that as like a one, probably. Yeah.
No, I've been there at least 3 times, and we've won those 3. And I reckon I've watched others we've won as well.
Okay,
well, take that.
So
with
that's
a grain
at least
of salt.
One. Yeah. So, Sean, I reckon you're onto a winner there. It's happened once.
Yeah. Hang on. Anyway, I just said I've been to that ground 3 times, and we've won 3 times.
You don't remember anything, though.
Tom, you just said you've been to that ground 3 times. You've won once, and you reckon you've won more than. Those times.
I only remember you telling me that you've been there once. That's all I remember.
I've been there more than once.
Well, I guess we'll have to find that out, won't we?
Yeah. Unfortunately, it just won't be this week for you, Tom. It's just not going to pan out. Port Adelaide. Anyway, Friday night, Sydney take on Hawthorn.
Sydney.
That's a disgusting Friday night game that Sydney's going to win easily.
Yeah. Lucky there's a powerhouse Thursday night game. And Gil, if you are listening, and I fucking know you are, Thursday night footy is the way to go, you piece of shit. Keep giving us Thursday night games, and I'll stop calling you a piece of shit. You piece of shit. Saturday afternoon.
Primetime slot here, boys.
4:15. The game that no one will see. Frio take on the Suns. Actually, this is like the Gemma Cup.
God. Where's the game?
Optus Stadium.
Oh, Frio. If they have any players left, I don't fucking know. I don't care, frankly.
Nah, Gold Coast.
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. Saturday night. This is... So, okay, we've cleared the Freo Suns game, and then we're treated to...
Is this the televised... St. Kilda
take on Adelaide.
Oh, my God. Is that prime time?
Yeah, 7:25
on a Saturday.
That is just... Sorry, where's that one?
Kazali Stadium. Cairns.
That may not go ahead yet at that ground. I don't know what's happening. So I don't know where it could end up. Adelaide, Sydney, who fucking knows? God, I don't know. St. Kilda, probably.
St. Kilda,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, St. Kilda.
Yeah, they need it badly.
Why does this keep happening? Sunday.
Is this the worst round ever?
There's some bad rounds. So there's some decent games. There's two decent games and the rest is just...
What was the second game that's decent?
It's coming.
Okay.
It's like the lighter side of decent, but this game is not decent. North take on the Giants.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Giants.
Giants. And then this is the game presumably Tom's talking about.
It is.
Which is West Coast take on Richmond at Optus Stadium.
Even that. A semi-yawn from me. Yep.
Richmond.
Both teams playing like ass. I will go...
Depends if West Coast gets some players back, West Coast, but otherwise, Richmond.
Probably Richmond.
Oh, actually, that's pretty interesting because...
Yeah, it's juicy for the latter. Yeah.
That game was meant to be next week, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
But they were meant to... Yeah, okay. That is juicy for the latter because if West Coast beat Richmond and then next week Essendon beat Hawthorn, Essendon are going to go into the eight.
Yep.
Juicy. Big. That's a weird place to be. Anyway, although I think Richmond will win, so I won't need to worry about that.
Yep. Is that the last game?
No, the last game is Melbourne take on Collingwood at the SCG on Monday. Wait,
birthday.
What? Oh, right.
Queen's birthday.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, big freeze at the G, but it's at the other G.
Yeah.
Melbourne, easily.
Nathan Buck is going to get fired.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Joel.
Tom.
Have we got any emails?
Tom, we do. We've read one, which was that disgusting plea by Jake, the TC. This week, it's an interesting one because obviously, as we have mentioned, that was a lot of toast. So most of the emails are gloating from teams that we shit on because we were playing against. So it's a hurtful inbox this week. We got an email from Lachlan. We actually got two, who is a Melbourne supporter.
Did you say that he sent two?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So first draft and what, final?
No, it was first email. They just followed it up, backed it up.
Hmm. It would want to be good.
Lachlan, halfway through the game, has fired off I'm currently watching the game while Melbourne are 1 point up leading into the fourth quarter. So it's a three-quarter time I'm powered by Beers email. One that we usually respect here at How Good's Footy, but when it's against a team that one of us barracks for and the result goes in the way of the emailer, less interested, but that's okay.
The only three-quarter time powered by Beers email that I will stand on this show is Jordan talking about Port Adelaide being so blind and then having to go to a wedding or something the next day.
Yeah. Jordan's blind every three-quarter time and every email. Anyway, so Lachlan, give us a bit of an update on some of the stuff that's happening for Melbourne and how it's exciting. And then he says, this could be the Beers talking, but if Melbourne win this game, I'm taking the goddamn pledge. I'm sorry, Carney, but I'm backing my boys. Fucking go D's from Lachlan.
Hang on. He's only pledging if they were going to win.
Yeah, well, he's pledged now.
Oh,
that's coward. Yeah. That's coward.
Also, it's a coward pledge.
Waiting till you win your 11th game of the year and then making a pledge. I don't know. Don't know how I feel about this.
Melbourne.
Cancel your ski trip.
But it is a pledge. It's a coward pledge, but it's a pledge.
Just on pledges, I don't know if we... I know we talked about this off air, but I don't know if we did on air. Inaki did reach out to the show with proof that they did go through the pledge for Brisbane. So respect to Inaki. Well done. There is still one more I'm chasing. I'm trying to look through the inbox now. Someone else pledged for Brisbane, and I've forgotten who it is, and they haven't reached out. I'm coming for you.
We've got an email from Jess that just says, post Lions versus Melbourne. The entire body of the email is just pain in all capital letters. Kind regards, Jess.
That's the email.
Yep, that's the email.
Yo, if you could learn a lot from that. Also, Jess, don't worry. We'll be fine.
And we got another very brief email, and this is from a Richmond supporter, but I'll allow it. Because much like how... Look, we are a biased show, but we understand that the other teams in the AFL do have supporters. This is from Chris. The subject is, I'm a Richmond supporter, and I've shit my pants. And the subject is... And the body of the email is all caps, and it just says, Jesus Christ, Essendon can pile on goals quickly. Correct. But, Chris, wait 10 minutes and you will pile on even more. And finally, and this probably suits the tone of this week's episode quite intensely. This is from George. She's emailed saying, Dearest Footy Daddies, I've probably left this too late to make this week's recording, but I'll make sure it's quick just in case. George, you snuck it in just as we hit record. This is fresh. Very fresh.
Only because we have an alert on anytime anyone calls us footy daddies.
The footy gods are cruel. My beautiful purple boys have been struggling, showing glimmers of hope, then kicking themselves out of games, offering us tiny tastes of victory, then squandering it. Finally, we looked properly competitive against the top two side versus Bulldogs last night. And then, what happens? Bam! Logue cops a concussion. Bam, bam, bam! Five Cox Darcy, all down in about 30 seconds. Bam! Croden loses an arm or something. And some Bulldogs players. They all look the same to me, but I'm sad for them anyway. Hellhole Stadium and the footy gods have broken my heart too many times. Please help this sad Freo supporter go on loving footy because it is very hard right now. Also, only tangibly related, but you'll probably already talk about this, but just in case, fuck Eddie Maguire for commentating during Indigenous round. What a cunt.
Love it, George.
Regards, George.
Big fan of all that. He was commentating last week during Indigenous round as well. Cannot wait for him to commentate during multicultural round as well. It'll be good.
Yeah, it seems like after shying away from him being as part of the AFL media for the first couple of weeks, they're just parking him in the commentary team most days now.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Good. It's good that there is such a dearth of fucking talent that they fucking drag out Maguire. Fucking Basil Zemplis got a fucking run again this week. You know what? No. Boys, I know how to solve Freo's problems. Hellhole needs a sacrifice. He needs the Perth mayor. Feed Basil to Hellhole.
send us an email telling us how we should feed Basil to Hellhole at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty, or individually, I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm a Carney for 55.
And I'm at Tush13. And boys, next week, it's going to be a rough episode. Two teams missing, one team losing to Adelaide. I don't know what the tone's going to be like.
Why the fuck are we talking about St Kilda next week?
Kyle Sibley, I'm going to shave your fucking head, mate.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.